Good morning, good afternoon. Hope this panel will bring value. The future of enterprise management, enhancing digital transformation. In this panel today and the discussion, we will explore the role of Matrix 42 in enabling and driving digital transformation for organizations. Our panelists, experts in the field, will discuss the solutions and services offered by Matrix 42 that will help organizations streamline their IT operations, enhance service management capabilities, and optimize endpoint management. We will dive into real-world examples and success stories with our clients, discussing the challenges and opportunity of organizations face in their digital transformation journey. Join us to gain valuable insights and perspective on how Matrix 42 can empower your organization to embrace the digital transformation and stay ahead of a rapidly changing digital transformation. Good morning, good afternoon. Hope this panel will bring great value. The future of enterprise management, embracing digital transformation. In this panel, we will discuss and explore the role of Matrix 42 in enabling and driving digital transformation for organizations. Our panelists and experts in the field will discuss the solutions and services offered by Matrix 42 that will help your organization streamline their IT operations, enhance service management, and optimize endpoint management. We will dive into real-world examples and success stories, discussing the challenges and opportunities organizations face in the digital transformation journey. Join us and gain valuable insights and perspective on how Matrix 42 empower organizations to embrace digital transformation and stay, most importantly, ahead of the rapidly evolving digital transformation landscape. Welcome with me the panelists, Mr. Boris Sammel, the VP of Sales Support, Matrix 42 Headquarters, Germany, Mr. Antoine Abre, Managing Consultant of Signature Consultancy, Mr. Julian Salem, Director of COE, Center of Excellence, BCom Offshore, Mr. Walid Al-Hilo, Managing Director, Midis Group, last but not least, Mr. Samer Hani, Director of Sales and Operations, Matrix EA Meta. So today we're going to start with the first question, and it's going to be addressed directly to Julian, who is actually a customer of Matrix 42. Julian, what are the key drivers and motivations for organizations to embark on digital transformation journey, particularly in the context of enterprise management?
Okay. Hi, Rudy. Hi, everyone. Hi, Samer. First of all, thank you for having me here today. It's a great honor for me to be part of this panel discussion with this group of experts and share my insights on the topic of digital transformation. Well, you asked me about the key drivers for organizations to embark on this digital transformation journey. Well, I believe it's the realization that embracing digital technologies and innovation is no longer optional nowadays, but necessary for survival and growth. The driving force behind our organization and many organizations' digital transformation effort is not just the pursuit of the usual suspects, such as increased efficiency, cost saving, competitive advantage. Instead, it revolves around the notion that embracing digital technology is crucial for the long-term survival and preservation of the organization themselves. In this increasingly fast-paced technology-driven world, organizations that fail to adapt and evolve will be facing the risk of becoming irrelevant or obsolete. In other words, embarking on a digital transformation journey, organizations are proactively securing their future by ensuring they remain agile, innovative, and capable of meeting ever-changing demands and expectations of customers and stakeholders. Well, if we want to talk about these demands and expectations, I can bring up the streamlined process. Digital tools and platforms nowadays enable us to automate and streamline processes to reduce manual effort and increase operational efficiency. And this is exactly why we are purchasing at this point Matrix 42, to adapt the processes we are creating in our organization inside the digital tool. It helps us also provide improved decision-making. With access to real-time data and analytics, enterprise management can make data-driven decisions, leading always to better outcomes and improved performance. Last but not least, it enhances collaboration. Digital transformation promotes collaboration, communication within and across the teams, breaking down the silos and fostering a culture of innovation and agilities. And this is actually the main issues we are experiencing in small, medium, and big organizations.
Very interesting. Thank you, Julian. I think coming from perspective of a customer, because you have the final output, you have the final power, you have the final test and check to verify and certify the product. I think this is very valuable coming from your side. We move to our second question. How does digital transformation impact enterprise management practices, and what are the major shifts or transformation organization need to consider? Boris, what's your take on this?
Well, like Julian already said, organizations need to transform. Organizations need to adapt to what's the current status of the market. And looking at the current markets today, it's so that where we come in from an age where IT was involved by business decision makers on a management level in corporations, it turns out that we have to become a more organizational driver, have to be the transformation driver for organizations in order to gain and get more out of the corporation's abilities. We at Matrix 42, we love to say it's time to elevate people and accelerate services. And that's specifically because given the fact that there are so many resources out there in modern IT organizations that are very smart people, highly educated people that have an understanding of how technology works. But now we have to bring them from behind the screen to in front of the people, make sure that they help the organization get to the next level and discover the abilities of what that digital transformation and enterprise service management actually means. Coming from the past, we thought that enterprise service management would be an incident management, problem management, a change management. Perhaps it would have been something that went from the IT to even another department. Whereas as of today, users will tell us what process they want to have taken care of with modern technology, where they want to see workflows, where they want to have portals that give faster and better, quicker resolution to their issues during daily work. And we want to make sure that with the few resources that we have, and we've seen a phase where it's quite hard to get additional people that are smart enough to help organizations to grow fast, just because it's a war out there with regards to talent, to use those people, given the right tools and technologies to walk through the enterprise, discover what capabilities they have and use them to, with a smart technology to accelerate the services that those organizations provide in IT. And looking back to where IT comes from, it used to be so that, like in the 70s, where this was an organizational department for data management rather than information technology, right? We need to get back to that thought of how can we help shape better organizations and use that ability to elevate people and accelerate services. Specifically, like there's a heavy squeeze on the margins that's a company's face. And I believe, Summer, you also have some ideas around that margin squeeze, right?
It is. And I just want to focus on a few things that you guys have mentioned, both of you, you and Julian, on the, let's say, the silos that we are having within the organizations. Those are functional silos, but we really want to move them into a cross-functional silos where we have the right collaboration and where we have the right workflow-based approvals available there. And when we talk about such digital transformation, let's say enhancement of processes, there will be nothing better than an enterprise service management that caters to all of these servicing of requests, incidents, endpoints, and so on.
Very interesting. Thank you, Samer. I think this brings a totally new way of thinking of how to solve the problem, and how today, with the fast technology and digital transformation, is really taking the world. And then I'll follow up with another question with you, Samer, on what are the potential challenges or barriers that organizations may face when undergoing a transformation in the context of enterprise management? And how can these challenges be addressed?
There will be a lot. There will be a lot. However, what we care about, let me talk from the Matrix 42 perspective, is the shaping of experience. So I'll give you two examples on this. Let's say you have Kareem or Uber. Now you can see that there are the concept is renting a taxi. But what they have contributed to their application is the experience, where when you rent a car or when you call for a taxi, all what you care about is looking at the map, what time the driver will come. He needs 3 minutes. And then this kind of experience is not available in every and single corporate or the organizations that we work with. So the traditional, let's say, enterprise service management, they don't give you some experience that would shape the organization in a better way, because our people, they are users living the usual life, and they are going and checking Amazon apps, they are checking the Uber apps and so on, and they're getting the right experience rather than having it exactly the same within their own corporate. So if you look at the challenges, one is the experience that we have, and then the resistance of employees, because in the service management, you have a new process of enabling the business, line of businesses, and you need to optimize those processes. So imagine you have a 10 years, let's say, employee who was doing the process exactly as he wanted 10 years ago, and he doesn't want to change that. So this will bring a lot of challenges in this sense. And then also the complexity of technologies. So nowadays you have customers who are on-prem completely, or they say, I want also a hybrid between on-prem and on cloud. And at the same time, they have multiple systems. And if you think about processes enablement from a business policies or technical policies, this means that you need to do some sort of integration, because, and this is where also another challenge, integrating with legacy systems and making sure that the process will flow from the request until the data center, be it on-premise or on the cloud. And the most important thing as well also is the lack of the ROI and the cost centers. So those challenges, let's say the major challenges in the organizations, is that when we start applying those this platform like that Matrix 42 carries, you apply with that the correct cost center, because every single request or every single process has a cost, and that cost has to go to a proper cost center. So how are you going to manage this with the finance team? How are you going to explain to IT that this is a new process, a new way of thinking? This might turn out to be a bit messy here and there. I would love to hear Julian's feedback from a customer point of view, and then I would love to hear as well Waleed's feedback from an MSP provider perspective.
Julian, you're muted, Julian.
Yes. Hello, can you hear
yes.
me now?
Yes, perfect.
Okay, so I guess, Samer, you are asking the right question to the right person. Trust me, today We've done a lot of homework and a lot of research to pick the right tool and the right tool for our model. And we ended up with a total confidence picking Matrix 42. One, from the experienced and friendly management, to the helpful and knowledgeable staff, to the strong capabilities of the tool. We are now in the process of adopting Matrix 42 as our ticketing tool and workspace management solution to implement and apply our predefined sets of processes for our managed service solution. This tool has enabled us to move from a traditional IT to a modern IT infrastructure with cloud adoption, and it's bringing tons of benefits to our organization. I can state probably three benefits that are mostly helping us today. One is the cost efficiency. The cloud computing eliminates today the need for large upfront investment in hardware infrastructures. Consequently, we can scale our IT resources as needed and pay for what we use, leading to cost saving and improved financial management. Two, it helps us in terms of scalability and flexibility. The cloud platform offers scalability, allowing us to easily adjust our computing resources based on demand. Agility enables us to quickly respond to changing needs, handle peak workload, scale our operations effectively. Three, it's the rapid provisioning. Cloud services enable organizations like ours to provision and deploy computing resources quickly. With just a few clicks, IT teams can spin up virtual servers, storage, and networking components, reducing the time required for hardware procurement, setup, and configuration.
Okay, thank you, Julian. Before I jump to Waleed, I'm going to give you the chance to answer that, but I'm going to give you another follow-up question directly and then later on followed by Antoine. So because you're on the implementation side and as a partner, and whether you are an SMB or a large enterprise, how does digital transformation initiatives in the enterprise management help those organizations streamline their process and improve their operational efficiencies? And most importantly, today's, I think it's very important, drive the cost saving.
Well, before answering this, I would like to elaborate more on what Samer was saying, especially the resistance from employee and stakeholders. And this is related to resistance to change. So communication is very important in here. So the benefit of digital transformation and communication of this benefit and provide training and support for the employee, involve the employee in the decision-making processes or practices. Now, getting back to your question, well, I would say the first thing to look at when it comes into practices and processes is automation of manual tasks. And this is very important when it comes into digital transformation. It will enable the automation of repetitive and manual tasks. This will reduce the human error, accelerate processes or practices, and free up employees' time for more strategic and value-added activities. And this is related such RPA or robotic process automation, streamline workflow, like we see in Matrix 42, enterprise service management, and this will achieve greater operational efficiency. Another point, an important practice when it comes into large or SNMP enterprise adopting digital transformation is the customer experience and engagement. And this is where we talk about digital transformation allow the organization mainly to enhance the customer experience and engagement through various channels. By implementing customer relationship management systems or enterprise service management system for IT service management, also by providing self-service portal. And this is where Matrix 42 will give a big value. And we are talking about advanced UX, advanced UI. Organization also provide a seamless, consistent, and personalized experience to the customers or the end users. And we see this with Julian's customers. Also experience leads to higher customer satisfaction, loyalty. Loyalty from customers also increases revenue for the organization or for the enterprise or small, medium business customers. Cloud computing, as Julian mentioned, he talked a lot about cloud computing and where the value will be given to the customer and the end users. And I will add for remote work and flexibility. So with digital transformation become even more crucial when it comes into remote work. Adopting digital tools such Matrix 42 and the platform for remote collaboration, not only remote work. Also project management, communication, organization can maintain business continuity, ensure employee productivity, and reduce the overhead costs associated with the physical office spaces.
Very interesting, Antoine. Walid, I'll get back to you on the challenges and also on the improving operational efficiencies.
Thanks, Rudy, and thanks, everyone. Let me shed some light on how to connect the dots between what Julian requests is for his business and for his customers. What Boris mentioned on the digital transformation that every business is really going through. And from a tools perspective or from platform perspective, what Samer mentioned. So you have right now the pressure is the 24/7 operation. The second pressure is about the 24/7 availability of each and every business. So going back to the example that Samer shared, you don't care about the application, you don't care about the platform. Everything that you care for is within 2 minutes, the taxi should arrive to pick you up, you know? And this is what really driving the business transformation these days, yes? It's not about only cutting down on cost. It's not about only developing a new platform or deploying a new tool or a process, yes? It's about being there on time. It's about supporting the core business for the customer to really scale and really answering the market requirement, answering the customer requirement, and answering the agent requirement. In the back end, as more of a responsibility for a service level agreement, making sure that all these businesses are fully operational at any point of time, the business is always responded at any point of time. This is, I think, the key point that really Matrix 42 allow us to deliver. And if you go there about how you make sure that the application is available, how you make sure that the data is secure, how you make sure as the end user is able to access the application or to access the platform, how you'll be able to make sure that the transaction is happening on time. So it's a combination of 3, 4, 5 different perspectives at all time that has to be always streamlined at any point of time. And again, Matrix 42 allows us to really give us the flexibility, give us the scalability, and give us the availability to be able to deliver such a service.
Thank you, Walid, for your valuable input on this. And my question will go to Antoine. How does Matrix 42 contribute to this digital transformation journey of organization? And can you provide an overview of the solution and services it offers in the specific context, if you want to call it?
Anna, before also jumping with Antoine, I would love just to interfere here with one comment. It's very important that customers, whoever is willing to implement enterprise service management and enhance the transformation or enhance the digital, let's say, plan they have, is to look at processes in a very serious way. And what happens sometimes with customers is that they think that Matrix 42 or any other service management provider would brilliantly, fix like magic everything. No, this is not the case, because
it's hard work rather than magic.
We carry the ITIL standards. So Matrix 42 can go and jump more than, let's say, 15 processes, especially if we club the service desk processes like incident requests, self-service catalog, etc., plus the asset management, the software license asset management, and so on. So, but the key point here is that customers has to invest with the right consultant that can set the process in the beginning, aligned with the ITIL standards, and then implement. And this is superior here. And I would love that Antoine can shed some light on this as well while he's answering his question.
Well, absolutely, absolutely, Samer. So we've been doing this for years now. And this is a start point, having practices in place, having the documentation, having the communication and the education for the organization and the end user, so they understand what to do. They understand the standard behind what they are doing and what is the value. So having this documentation in place is very crucial. And we are talking about a very big list of practices to be adopted. Now, having these processes just as a document will not help the customer moving into life. Now, most important with Matrix 42 is bringing this documentation, bringing these practices and implemented in live environments. So, we are following ITIL, we're following COVID 2019 and many other standard or best practices or methodology such as CIS security. And the Matrix 42, yes, will move these from the drawer into the organization. Will let the end users and customer use these documentation, use these practices by adopting Matrix 42 technology. And I'm going to focus on two main points: the enterprise service management from Matrix 42 and the digital or the security a platform from Matrix 42. When it comes into the enterprise service management, it is available for many of these practices out of the box. So you just install this software and start using these practices directly. And I will give an example, the change. So change management, when it comes into IT change management and adopting change management, so will help the employee, the end user, and the customer understand the changes, how to use the change management, and what is the value of change management from Matrix 42 and many other practices. And when it comes into digital security management, mainly it will adapt and ensure that the security will protect the customer privacy, will protect the significant challenges when it comes into security.
Thank you. I think it's an interesting discussion. And before we continue, just want to advise our viewers who have their questions in the chat. We will get back to you, and then we will tag you accordingly so you will be notified.
Yeah, I would love to hear such questions from the end user, from the viewer. It's very important so we can answer what they have in their mind.
Rudy, let me just confirm from a technical perspective.
I have a lot of feedback from Julian. I don't know.
Hello?
Can you lower the sound of the speakers? Go ahead. Julian, go ahead. Okay. So before I continue, Boris, I'll jump into and I'll ask you a question. Can you share any specific use cases and success stories where Matrix 42 has played a significant role in driving those digital transformation within an organization? I'm sure you have a lot which one would be the highlight, maybe, because you've been involved with a lot of projects?
Right. So thank you for the question. Actually, I've been with Matrix Foodview for many years, for more than 10 years now. And so with that in mind, I've seen many different customer scenarios, projects across different technology stacks, and then also different processes that we're rolling out in the context of service management with those customers. And I brought three little stories of customers that you might have heard of before, so that everybody feels comfortable with understanding what the customer scenarios are. And I would want to start off with an automotive company, a company that helps building parts for cars. And it's a company from Canada called Magna Automotive International. And what they do is, with their around 170,000 employees, is that they had a service management in place many years ago that they felt like they had the hard time to pick up on what the customers wanted, because everything that a customer would request, they would go out and create a ticket for them and they would start working it off. And it was just too much. And they were looking for how to find out what the five most requested things in that organization of 170,000 employees would be, and then find a solution that would sort of, not absolutely, but sort of fit most of the standards across the company. Because their difficulty is that they say, we are international, but we act oh so local. And that's true for so many companies, that they want to keep their local operations, their local standards, but then also they want to have the help from modern systems that come from corporate. And that was the exact same case with Magna Automotive. So what they did was they started with five across the company standardized services that they started rolling out several years ago. And that in the meanwhile, that they've been on their journey from IT service management to enterprise service management, has turned into more than 700 standardized services across the company for the 170,000 employees, so that whoever has requests, may it be IT, facility, or anything else, for instance, HR services, they could use Matrix 42 Access technology. And then at the back end, our workflows that will help solve the requests of those users. I've got another one that comes from retail. There's a company called Metro Group. They're a fairly large retail chain across Europe, and also have some operations in Arabian countries, where they do like specialty foods and serving restaurants as large distributor of cooling warehouses, etc. But in one large operation of them is the Metro Group France, where they are a marketplace for restaurant operators with 100 warehouses across the company, where they have like specialty food and restaurants can go and do their shopping there. And they've created their own project for service management, for enterprise service management. They gave it a name. They got that cloud-based concept. It's called Lucy. Let us care for you is what they named it. And what they've been doing was not only transforming the IT services, but mostly the HR and facility services that were very important for their warehouses and logistics, to run them through workflows based upon our enterprise service management platform. And so, last but not least, there is the important fact that they cut down service times for every single request on average being a 7-day process that included even paper signing off, et cetera, to cut it down to a day or two at max, so that they were way faster, many 100% faster than they were before. And then last but not least, a sample from also long-term customer. And the idea behind that I would want to talk about is not only increasing efficiency, but partnership. There's a sporting goods company called Puma that is headquartered in Germany, in the south of Germany, and they're using our workflow technology to the edge. We have a low-code and no-code workflow engine that people can use, our customers can use to adopt their business process and find out how to optimize their operations. And with that workflow engine, that company, Puma Sporting Goods, they've taken that workflow to the edge and then have requested, as being a prime partner to Microsoft and an early adopter in their environment, on how we could help them to better integrate, to delegate in Microsoft technology. So what we've done is we've used them as one of our technology partners and being a customer for so many years, to take their voice and start building integration into Microsoft Teams so that going forward, people could just use Teams to approve or deny service requests and make it way easier. And that's the important thing is being a customer with Matrix 42 means we have an open ear for those customers and we can have projects together and help them find new ways on how they can gain more efficiency in order to elevate their people and then accelerate their services as well.
Thank you, Boris. And then what really picked up for me is like we're talking about hundreds of thousands of customers or users of Matrix, you know, and this
users,
is
right.
This is unbelievable how you can manage using that. So it's really important to understand the scale that it can go way beyond the enterprise.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It could be for smaller customers as well as large ones. So
exactly.
There's something in the bucket for everyone.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you for that. I'll jump to Samer. You know, things are really, I'm loving the discussion of how really it's going. And how does Matrix 42 enable those organizations to really manage and optimize their endpoints from traditional desktops, laptops? And then we know there's a lot of movements, especially now with mobile devices, so it's not easy to handle the environment anymore. Back then, it used to be behind the firewall in one place. Today, it's all over the places. And then adding to that, IoT devices, which I don't see often. Because this is part of the transformation, right? So, Samer, how are you really enabling all of those?
See, what I like is that we go into facts. And I'm going to share my screen and then take you into facts, like how we can see things. And that's the beauty of Matrix 42. Why I'm showing this screen, just to tell you that look at this dashboard, and you can have thousands of those dashboards enabled. What are the operating systems, the computer manufacturer, ownerships, computer types, and so many other things that you can have quick visibility at the same time in order to take quick actions. Now, the fun part here is that they are all in a single platform. This is what we are missing nowadays with the legacy, let's say, companies, that they have acquired much more companies in order to deliver a single solution. But with Matrix 42, when it comes to endpoint management and all other devices, they are all in a single pane of glass. And I'll give you a use case. Now, IT managers, if they want to manage all these devices, bring your own device or the corporate device or whatever, they can select a task. They can select all kind of devices they want. For example, it's a checkbox of iPad and Android phone, Samsung, for example, iPhone and a Windows and a Mac. And then I want to deploy, for example, Adobe. And then I click next. And if I want, I can automate this completely from the service management that is embedded in a single platform. Can you imagine the power of a single coded platform that can deliver unmatched experience to manage those endpoints and to increase the efficiency and the productivity of the IT players within the organization? They have a full compliance understanding on who got what and who owns what and what kind of assets they carry. I can have a full continuity process and let's say onboarding, offboarding of employees within minutes rather than days. I can understand all the licenses that I can optimize, be it for SAP or Oracle or. So what we are talking about here is an unmatched experience. And I would love just to show you this kind of dashboard to tell you that this single platform is the right way to move forward and implement the digital experience. And one more thing I would love to do in seconds, just to show our users now or to show whoever is attending this to understand how powerful is this. And count with me the seconds, okay? Look at this. I'm going to move right now into a low-code, zero-code application delivered on top of the service management. Guys, what we are talking here is the new way of doing business. Look at this. Look how fast. I've created right now a task that has a full ITIL standards into full incident management. I've changed here the timing of the incident. And if now I want to move it to another team, I moved it right now into the networking team where it's going to be fulfilled by them, all under the ITIL standards, all under the process and the workflow approvals that the company have and they want to deliver. Do you see the power of Matrix 42 and where we are right now? So does this make sense here, guys? I would love to hear your feedback and thoughts on that.
Well, I would like to elaborate more on what were you showing, Samer, and mainly on the dashboard. And we always advise our customer to have this asset management practice in place. And when it comes into asset and digital transformation, we are more into software than hardware, right? So organization must manage their licenses these days. And this is the most cost part for any organization. And this is where Matrix will add the biggest value when it comes into asset management within the license management. So the customer can tell with Matrix 42 how many licenses he acquired, how many they are using, and how many is going to renew for next year. And this is a big reduce in cost and operation cost year after year. Believe me, once you adopt such a license management solution from Matrix 42, this will give you a big return on investment.
Since you mentioned this, and this is very important for all who's attending this session, to understand that there are vendors outside, they say that we can do license management or license optimization. I would love to tell them one thing. Ask them if they have the ELP positioning, the effective license positioning, because this is what counts. I don't want a discovery mechanism. I don't want only a dashboard that can show me how many licenses do I have. I want an actual understanding of my ELP positioning right now and how much I need to pay in order to become compliant with SAP or Oracle or IBM or Microsoft. Thank you.
Interesting take, I think, on this and how I love the demo, you know, the agility of this application, not just the power, the agility of how things can really being run, zero code or no code. And this is where, again, I'll jump into Julian, because he's the certifier. He's telling us, is this really true? Is he really taking benefits of such solutions? And then on this, how as a customer, you know, moving from traditional IT to modern one, and I'm sure you've tried this in your organization and everybody is transforming, how this helped them to adopt cloud concept from on-prem to on-cloud and then optimize the operational efficiencies with complete license control and capacity planning, knowing that those two are maybe the hardest things to really manage because those are directly with cost. Julian?
Absolutely. Let me just walk you a little bit through my journey as a customer and shed some light also on what Antoine was describing before, on how Matrix 42 helped apply the processes into the digital tool. When we started building our managed service model, we're building now a managed service model for a big satellite provider to cover the whole globe. So basically, we thought it was a mission impossible to create our processes and have a digital platform that will enforce and apply these processes. Until we met one day, we were introduced to Antoine, and we were able to successfully complete the phase one of the project, which were the processes. And luckily, Antoine introduced us later on to the Matrix 42 family. And the dream of applying the exact processes that we have built in terms of incident management, problem management, asset management, change management, whatever you want, X management, we were able to introduce them into a tool that will effectively run these processes. And now we are in the process of adopting the Matrix 42 ticketing system and workspace management solution, and to apply our predefined set of processes for the managed service solution. About the second part of the question, which is the cloud adoption, this is very important for us also. And I've talked about the cost efficiency, the scalability and flexibility, the rapid provisioning before. Let me talk also about the enhanced security part. Today, the cloud service providers such as Waleed, they often have robust security measures in place, including data encryption, backups, disaster recovery plan. By leveraging their expertise, those organizations can improve the overall security posture of their IT infrastructure. Also, we can talk about improved performance and reliability as well. The cloud platform typically offers high performance computing capabilities, redundant infrastructure, and reliable service availability. This will ensure consistent and uninterrupted access to applications and data, minimizing downtime and overall system performance, especially for a company like us who are based in Lebanon. This is very crucial for us.
Very important. Thank you. I think we understand the power of implementing those solutions. It's becoming clearer and clearer. And this is where I'll jump to Waleed and Samer again. You know, how does really this application and Matrix address these challenges and complexities associated with this digital transformation, from managing the diverse endpoints, not just one, we have diversity today, and ensuring security and compliance and delivering efficient IT services? I'll start with Waleed and then I'll take it after with Sam.
You need the scalable platform. Yes, you need the capable platform that allow you to do that. Something that is easy on the fly that you can manage. You need something that is agile that you'll be able to really choose from point A to point B. You need something that allow you to really choose multiple destination, be it on the cloud, on-prem, mobile, someone working in a cafe, someone trying to connect over VPN and so on. You need this flexibility to allow you for this. And again, to answer the SLA from a customer point of view. Remember that every single customer these days is a 24/7 operation, is not an 8/5 anymore. Yes. And you see all sort of devices. Almost every single month you see at least one or two new devices, one or two new platform. Coming to security, there are thousands of malicious attack that's happening on a monthly basis. And you can see from the most, I would say, repetitive vendors to some startup that they are just starting up lately into the business. If you don't really deliver the right practice, if you don't give the right security and the right assurance for the customer that the data is encrypted, the data is protected, the connectivity is always available, the security measures are always taken, and if you don't give those insights, those dashboards at any point of time, made it accessible for the customer to really go and check, then you will fail as a service provider. So you have to really drive the right connectivity between what the customer is asking for, what is the business is asking for, and what is the tool that is really required to deliver such on your premise for such an environment.
Thank you, Waleed. Samer?
if you want, I can continue a little bit because it's very important. Just to drive the right connectivity between all the different points that were shared. And business impact is the most critical part of the core business and the core application. Yes. you have to make sure that no business is impacted at all or very minimal business. If something happens, you can always drive the customer for a safe disaster recovery environment so that you'll be able to really minimize the downtime for the customer. And once you'll be able to achieve that, then the customer will be able to really focus on the core business transformation strategy that the customer should be responsible for, not for the for the tools and for the processes and for the complexity. You cannot enforce certain devices or certain vendor. You have to go for iPhone or you have to go for Samsung. You have to go for Dell or you have to go for HP. You have to go for, you know. It's up to the end user. Whichever the customer is really happy to use, the customer has to use. Whichever the customer is implementing any process or tool, the customer should be able to really implement this. You as provider should be able to really allow this and have the right flexibility to cover it.
Perfect. Samer, would you like to pick up on this?
Yeah, definitely. I would love just to explain a few things when we talk about compliance and ensuring security and so on. This is where we come into the picture with the asset management and the discovery mechanism that we have. Remember, if we cannot discover, then we cannot secure and manage. And I go always into facts. I'm sorry, but that's another screenshot of, or like, let's say the system live. And you can see on the same platform, you can have a complete dependency mapping and relationships. And this is very important. Now, Waleed, as an MSP, or the clients that we have, they can truly understand what kind of assets are connected to their network. They can understand that there is a home device that is being connected that does not have the right, let's say, policies and compliance that goes within or aligned within the corporate or whatever Waleed is putting as standards in their SOC and NOC. And not only this, the dependency mapping that we carry, it carries all the sensible data. And this is what customers really need, is to understand that my server or my service is connected to this PC, connected to this switch, connected to that router. And all of those, we understand their dependencies. And I can simulate the outage of that. So which means I can categorize the risk of that particular service based on business, based on the services that they carry, and many, many more. So again, back to the reality is that having such platform in place would deliver a lot of added value. And I want to stop talking about Matrix here. I would love that whoever is going to listen to us later on, they're going to understand that when we go to you, we're going to solve the problem. We're going to make sure that we solve the problem. We will not go away until it's being solved. And that's what I love in Matrix 42. We always solve the problem, and especially when we have the partner ecosystem around us. From an MSP provider and their experience when it comes to the SOC, NOC, delivering it as a service, 99.999 cloud availability, or our cloud availability at later stages, or partners like Antoine who understands the processes. So it's a complete gift gonna receive, like customers gonna receive.
Thank you, Samer. I think it's really important to understand the power of such a tool. And this is where I'll start rounding up and then ending up with the last question to Boris. And then we'll do a final quick 30 seconds takeaways from each of us. And then Boris, it comes last to you. How can you provide insights into the future roadmap of Matrix? What's happening? I don't know how much can you share with us. I know there's a lot of secrets, a lot of cooking also happening, and how to continue to evolve to meet those changing needs of organizations that are undergoing currently digital transformation.
As I mentioned before, our aim is to help people to get more out of their work time, because it's hard to get new people, and that's our aim. We want to make sure that services become better. Now, I've I can't elaborate on the whole roadmap now just for the sake of timing, but whoever is interested may just contact Matrix to find out how we can help them also in the future. But I've borrowed again like three different things that I would want to talk about that we're currently building upon to short and midterm, because that's like the relevant stuff to the people that may decide working with Matrix on a short term scale in everybody's discussions right now. Machine learning, of course, is a hot topic also for Matrix 42. And while we work a lot with knowledge when talking about all those ITIL-based processes all around the service management, then we need smarter solutions than ever when it comes to indexing, teching, tagging, knowledge compression, making sure that all of the contacts that we get from tickets, from service requests, get automated in a smarter fashion than they are today. And that's something that we'll have in a short time frame, so that will help our customers to get more out of the content that they have in their database already by using smarter technology, using machine learning technology. But with that in mind, while talking about all of the ITIL-based process and all of the enterprise speed-up process, we must not forget about the budgeting. And while budgeting is hit hard by not having the right people and not having access to technology, we're all trying to push our stuff out to the cloud. Now, with that in mind, we have a new emphasis as being one of the software asset management vendors in the world out there who are actually like Oracle Database and Java certified, who are accepted by auditors around the world for their Microsoft software asset management auditing capabilities. It's not only that, but we're seeing a new trend that also marks a change in how software asset management is actually happening just because of the cloud. And having cloud cost management as a new SAM discipline, which we already have for like the Microsofts, the Adobes, and a few more, this is going to have a new emphasis in the future where we're going to invest in additional vendors, but then also other hypervisor technologies, other cloud service operators to catch their cost and put that into the reporting. And then also like the reports that we just saw from Xamarin as well. And then making sure not only that we're taking care of the cost, but then help people ease the work that they have when working with Matrix 42 consoles, while the smart machine learning helps, additional data helps. Want to make sure it becomes easier to work. And what Xamarin already expressed, like, having the ability to have a smart release management once we want to roll out something, and we don't want to know which type of device OS is behind, but we want the system to take smart decisions on how to get that piece of software out to the edge on where it's actually needed. And we're working on a new set of release management processes from within our enterprise service management workflows that will not only be limited to software management, but to all different types of releases in an organization, whether it be also facility, HR, or software from the IT that are part of that release management set that we want to roll out somewhere very soon. But as said, there's way more that we could talk about and way more ideas that we have on how we can help improve our customers' workforce, empower them, help them get things done faster with less resource, and making sure we don't hit their budgets.
Thank you, Boris. I'll then now give every one of you a chance to quickly sum it up so that we can close today's panel. I'll start as the screen shows, Julian, then Waleed, then Samer, then Antoine. Julian, you're muted.
Yes, Rudy. I want to confirm from my side also on what Samer said as well. Our incentive as a customer to go with Matrix 42 today and to work with this group of people is the actual ecosystem that was built between Matrix 42, Signature Consultancy, and the HDF. It's giving us a turnkey solution where we can build the processes for our model, insert the processes into a digital tool in order to apply them, and have them set up on a cloud where they can be secure and scalable. So thanks for that, and good luck, guys, for the future.
Thanks, Julian. If you're just listening throughout almost like maybe 40 or 50 minutes, it looks like it's quite complex, yes? But I think with the investment of all the parties together, we made the service management, operation management, and business management extremely simple. And by what I mean by extremely simple is within 24 hours, any customer can be onboarded. Within 24 hours, we can start delivering on the SLA for the customer. And I think this is where we made and we converted complex environment, complex item configurations, tool processes and people and whatever it takes in a very simple manner that can it answers all the requirement from business, from people, from change, from business requirement, from applications and so on in a very simple way that any person can understand it and any customer can start onboarding in less than 24 hours.
Well, let me add, so mainly if you want to get the most return on investment when it comes into tools such Matrix 42, I would advise and always advise start with the process design. Have the processes in place so you can gain and use most of the tools, most of Matrix 42 can give you. So you gain more from practices, whether with us or you will do it in-house, doesn't matter. Just start with the process design, process documentation.
Thank you. Thank you, Antoine. And thank you also, Julian. Thank you for giving us such trust and credibility. And thank you, Waleed, also for the same thing. Thank you, Antoine. I'm not going to talk about Matrix 42. I'm going to talk about the people, about the heroes that they are available in the Middle East here. The team that we carry, they are all bunch of heroes with great morals. We are working with our customers to become the best partner for them, to become the most strategic partner for them. And I can assure you now, we work based on morals, we work based on utmost commitment to our customers, to our partners, to make them better, to apply their any kind of strategies and help their middle management, help their all of their employees to maintain such understanding of strategy of our customers to become better in business and make sure that they will remain the best among their competitors as well. So thank you all. When you work with Matrix 42 here, you work with great minds, great people that they will always take care of you and not sell you. Thank you.
Thank you for staying with us on this panel. Don't forget to follow Matrix 42 on all social media platforms. We'll put them in the description. Don't forget to ask your questions depending on which platform you come in, and we will definitely answer them. And we would like to thank the Matrix and the customers and the consultants that joined us today that really brought a lot of value. Matrix 42 is the solution for all your enterprise management digital transformation. With that, we'd like to thank you and see you with the next one and the next panel.